On the way to Calvary, he wept for me. He wept for me. He wept for me. On the way to Calvary, he wept for me. Died to set me free. Hallelujah. It is Good Friday, another Good Friday. Praise the Lord. Pause and think. Was it always called Good Friday? How can the mother of a 33-year-old, just, kind-hearted, and compassionate man be a good thing? Yes, that is what it is. All he did was open blind eyes, heal the sick and afflicted, fed the hungry, raise the dead, and bring hope to the hopeless. He was a man that was moved by the pains of the people around him. According to Hebrews 4:15, it says, "For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." That was who Jesus was to mankind. But they chose to substitute him for a common criminal, Barabbas. What a shame. Jesus was becoming very popular, and that was his offense. And that caused the Sanhedrin to plot his death. At least that was what they thought. Just some few days before this gruesome murder, or should we say execution, Jesus approached Jerusalem, met by an enthusiastic crowd of pilgrims who had come to celebrate the Passover. This triumphal entry is recorded in the four Gospels: Matthew 21:4-9, Mark 11:7-10, Luke 19:35-38, John 12:12-19. It was a grand entrance befitting a king, because that was who Jesus was in the eyes of the people, the King of Israel. The appearance of Jesus that fateful day was glorious, fulfilling age-long prophecies that it was prophesied in Zechariah 9:9. It says, "Shout and cheer, daughter Zion. Raise the roof, daughter Jerusalem. Your king is coming. Your king is coming. A good king who makes all things right. A humble king riding a donkey, a mare cut of a donkey." That was prophesied in Zechariah 9:9. And that prophecy was played out on that day as they placed palm fronds on the ground, others drapes before the court that hadn't been ridden on ever before. "Hosanna, Hosanna," they shouted and chanted. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." You can see that in John 12:13. News went around and abroad that the man that raised Lazarus from the dead was in town. This made the Pharisees upset and plotted his death. You see, brothers and sisters, the world will never take cognizance of you when you are nobody. The world will never take cognizance of you when you are nobody. But the day you become someone, and especially when men begin to announce you, that is the beginning of the battle. I said when men begin to announce you, not when God begins to announce you. Jesus was announced in Jordan, ministry started. But the day men began to announce Jesus, opposition arose. Praise the Lord. The people announced Jesus, yet they didn't know who he was. Even though Jesus spoke in clear English, in clear words, they still didn't get his message. A mixed multitude in darkness. Even when the light was in their midst, they couldn't see. John 12:20-36. You can read that up. Jesus tried to unfold what was to follow this grand entrance into Jerusalem. They did not understand him. They just enjoyed the fun of it. They didn't know that there was more to it. But Jesus was trying to explain to them. As I read these verses, it was clear as crystal. Jesus spoke in literary terms. Jesus left the crowd after everything and he hid himself. He knew what lied ahead of him. He was closer to the fulfillment of the reason why he was born. The gruesome death of the cross at Golgotha. That was why he was born. I believe Jesus was scared. He knew he must drink this cup. But must it be this way, Father? Was there no other way? Death has a sting. Jesus has seen death countless times. When it happened to his loved ones while on earth. But he had defeated death severally. But he was not defeated. But now he was going to be facing death as the victim. He thought of his disciples. Thought of his mother. Thought of his followers. Death lives to be bereaved. He thought of what it does to those that he's going to leave behind. Death lives the bereaved in agony. But that was the only way. At least that was the way God had planned. At last, his final words were, "Let's do this, Father." He succumbed to this death on the cross. "Not my will, but yours be done, Father. Let's do it." And at last, he said his final words, "It is finished." He agreed to go to the cross. And so, because Jesus had agreed, knowing what lied ahead of him, the devil possessed Judas, who sold Jesus to his enemies, who judged him unfairly, and the rest is history. Praise the Lord. Jesus was sentenced to be crucified, dragged out and stripped naked, humiliated and tortured. Even Pilate, that knew he was innocent, could not stop the crucifixion. What was Jesus' offense, by the way? Because he claimed, according to them, to be the Son of God. John 19, verse 1 to 38, gives a full account of the sentence and crucifixion of Jesus. Lay your hands on it and read. Was it a claim that he is the Son of God? Was Jesus not really the Son of God? Ignorant fools. Yet, they were scribes. The Son of Man, the Son of God, went through the most humiliating crucifixion. They flogged him with barbed wires with nails at the end, that every whip caused blood to gush out of his back. Gosh! They made sport of him, cast lot on his clothes, gave him a heavy cross to carry, and finally they arrived at Golgotha, the place of the skulls. There they stretched him wide, nailed his hands to the cross, nailed his feet down and hung him high. On his head was a crown placed with an inscription, "The King of the Jews." Even when the soldiers saw it, they were like, "Why did you put the King of the Jews?" Write that he claims to be the King of the Jews. And the man said, "What is written and cannot be unwritten." That was fulfilling prophecy, because indeed that man on the cross, crucified like a thief, was the King of the Jews. Every step of this journey, Satan geared. The demons rejoiced because finally they had had Jesus where they always wanted. But was that the truth? It may have been the fact, but was that the truth? What they did not know was ahead of them. Some of you listening to this podcast are in that place right now, between the devil and the deep sea, between hell and high waters, and the devil is rejoicing. Big fool devil. What happened to Jesus is our lot at the end in the name of Jesus. Was it called Good Friday, the day Jesus died? No. If it were today, a lot of us will have on our status Dark or Black Friday. Yes, that was what it was. It was a Black Friday. The disciples ran into hiding. Peter denied Jesus thrice. Mary wept along with the other women as they stood at the feet of the cross. John the Beloved was heartbroken. The Son of Israel, the brightness, the glory of Israel, was turned off, and Jesus gave up the ghost. Remember what Jesus told his disciples in John 12:23, that they didn't understand. Jesus said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces more seed." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what made this a Good Friday. What happened the third day after the crucifixion took the devil and his demons unaware. Hell was in, commotion when they realized that they just assisted God to play out a script that would forever put them under Jesus and all followers of Jesus. God sent his only Son, the seed, to die so that he can redeem trillions of seeds like you and I back to him, out of the hands of Satan, who Adam gave authority as they ate the forbidden fruit from the tree in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Indeed, it is another Good Friday. For Jesus to be glorified, he was born to die. John 3:16 says, "This is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son, that this is why, and this is why, so that no one need be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life." That's Message version. Say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." So if you're listening to this podcast this morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time you are listening to it, and you've not given your life to Jesus, it's a Black Friday for you. And so to make it a Good Friday, say this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you died for me on the cross of Calvary. And so today, forgive me my sins. Cleanse me with that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. I choose to live for you from today. He said, if I dwell in you, you will dwell in me. So come into my life. Be the Lord and the King of my life. Be the master of my life. Take my name from the book of death into the book of life. From today, I'll live for Jesus. I'll live for you. No going back to sin. In Jesus' name. Amen." Congratulations. So, welcome. And enjoy the Good Friday, knowing that it was because of you that he died. If you have given your life to Jesus, never forget this. All that he did was for you. That's for love, because he loves us so dearly and he gave it all for us. So let's be ready to give it all for him in Jesus' name. Share this podcast with somebody and encourage someone today. Happy Good Friday. I remain Amie Mostukura saying, God bless you. I love you. God loves you more. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.